Hey everyone, you're listening to But Why Though, the podcast, where we talk about the things in pop culture that people say matter and ask the question, but why though? Before we get started, make sure you head over to all of our social media, at But Why Though PC on Instagram and Twitter, and facebook.com/ButWhyThoughPC for our Facebook. We also have a Patreon. There you can subscribe to us for as little as a dollar a month, and you get access to all of our research notes, early episodes, and some bonus content, you know, the stuff that gets left out of the show, as well as some merch. I did just make some stickers, so I will be sending those out very shortly. And if you can't pledge on Patreon, just share our episode. Share our episode with your friends, with your mom, with your grandma, anybody you can think of. And on top of that, make sure you leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, as well as a review. It really helps other people find us, and it means a lot to us to see what you all think about the podcast. So enjoy the show. This week is another Missions That Matter episode. We'll be talking about the charitable organization known as SideQuest. SideQuest was founded in 2011, and they're a community of gamers who believe that their passion for the nerdy things that they love can be harnessed for a greater good. They aim to bring gamers together not only in the name of fun, but also in the name of raising awareness and support for worthy charitable causes, and to build friendships across the many walks of life present in the gaming community. We're joined by Brian Tarong, Executive Director of SideQuest. And if this is your first time tuning in to a Missions That Matter charity episode, we are going to be playing parts of the interview and then we will be responding to it. We'll be giving you our opinions as well as our experiences with SideQuest. So here we go. As always, I'm your host, Kate, and I'm here with Adrian.
Hey, how's it going?
And Matt.
Hello.
And our special guest, Executive Director of SideQuest, Brian Tarong.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks.
So first off, if you have not heard it, feel free to take a second and jump over to our RTX 2017 recap episode. If you're not sure what RTX is, there's a little bit of more information about RTX itself, which that's a convention y'all work really closely with, right?
Yeah, RTX is kind of where we were, I guess, first created at SideQuest as a thing. So SideQuest, we're born out of the Rooster Teeth fan community. And I'm sure people can go back to a previous episode, but Rooster Teeth is a production company based here in Austin, Texas. They have quite a sizable presence in LA as well, but Austin is where they call home. And Rooster Teeth, they specialize in basically making funny stuff for the internet. They have animated series and live action shorts and do lots of Let's Play videos and podcasts and all that. And yeah, there's a very active and fervent fan community within Rooster Teeth. And at the first RTX, the first Rooster Teeth convention in 2011, there was the idea to have this community meetup. There were going to be all these people coming in from all over the country and other parts of the world descending on Austin to celebrate all the things that they love about Rooster Teeth. And in most cases, those people had only interacted with each other like online through forum posts. This is before like Reddit and kind of before Facebook really took off. So this is still when we were actually using just forum threads to interact with one another on the internet. And so two community members, one by the name of Dominic Dorozensky, who lives in the far northern frontier city of Vancouver, and Grady Bailey, who's a local boy Austinite, they organized this little get-together saying, hey, we're meeting everyone for the first time in real life. Let's just hang out outside of the actual convention itself. So that was the first side quest. And in terms of the size, there was probably about a dozen or so people originally signed up for this little meetup that was getting organized through this forum thread. People saying, yeah, I'm in, let's hang out, do something together. But long story short, the original RTX, the convention itself, was supposed to have 200 tickets, 200 attendees, but through some bug or some glitch on a website, they sold 500 tickets to the first convention. So there were already more than twice as many people coming into Austin than Rooster Teeth was ready for. And then that 12 or so people for the first SideQuest meetup went from 12 to about 100 people. And I wasn't around for that first meetup. I wasn't really a fan of Rooster Teeth at the time. I didn't go to first RTX, but like firsthand and secondhand accounts I'd heard of that was that it was a good time. People enjoyed it. People really, really, really had fun. And after that, Grady and Dom got together and said, that's the thing. We were onto something here. And they said, let's do this every year. Every time there's an RTX, let's try to get more and more people together. Let's make it bigger next time. And they did that. Every year there's been a side quest alongside RTX. And every year it's gotten a bit bigger. They've added more events. In the second year, they started adding the charity component as well, because they decided, let's not just get together for fun and community, but let's make it mean something. Let's do something good with all that. And so fast forward to today, we have the events that we have throughout RTX weekend, and the objective is to create these kind of like after hours, fun, inclusive, but safe get-togethers and things for people to do outside of just going to the convention. Because during the convention, you know, you go on the panels, you're going from booth to booth on the expo floor, you're kind of in your own thing, doing your own thing, or on your own schedule with maybe your small group of friends and stuff. But then after that, what do you do? And so that's where SideQuest wanted to come in and kind of create these fun events for community members to get together, hang out with each other, make new connections, make new friends, catch up. And the cool thing with SideQuest events is that sometimes Rooster Teeth, like cast members and crew, will show up to the events as well, because they find it's kind of like a more laid back atmosphere than the convention itself. We have, instead of thousands of people at the convention center, you've got maybe a couple hundred people in a room. And so they can kind of mingle a bit more, they can let their guard down a little bit. And then that just means so much more to the fans who come to Austin to maybe interact with those types of folks.
Yeah, so what were your impressions? Adrian, had you heard of SideQuest before?
No, I wasn't at the RTX you guys went to, so I had never heard of SideQuest before. I really didn't even know what Rooster Teeth really was. I was like, well, they have a convention, but aren't those like the red and blue guys? Like, what? Why do they have a huge convention? Like, they're big enough for a convention now? And just to hear, like, a story about, like, how they oversold the tickets is super cool, because that sounds like a logistical nightmare, and as someone who runs events, that sounds terrible, and I'm glad it worked out for him. But, yeah, Brian's a cool guy, and I wish I would have went to RTX with you guys.
Yeah, no, RTX was a lot of fun, minus the first day.
You can go to our RTX episode to hear that drama.
But anyways, yeah, I never heard of SideQuest. I was like you when we first went to RTX. I didn't even know they were that big. I knew they were red versus blue and a few things, but I didn't realize they had a huge convention. The story definitely is a great thing, and I thought it was hilarious, like you said, logistically. I think one thing that take away from the story that I find fascinating and hilarious is forums. I don't know if anybody still ever looks at forums, on internet forums. I was not a good big poster, but I was a big reader of internet forums
you
back
mean
in
lurker?
The day. Whatever. I used to read internet forums a lot. There's a lot of great information, also a lot of stupid information. But it's also, like you said, a very valuable place to meet people and get things done, especially before days of social media took off.
I don't want to imagine how it was trying to like navigate forums and hopefully catch people as they're coming to or from the con. What I really liked was the idea that it was pretty much born out of like, not everybody can enjoy this. Let's give them something to enjoy with the community itself too. Which, listeners, if you don't know, you can actually go to SideQuest events without going to RTX. You can buy tickets to SideQuest events that happen that weekend. It's a lot of fun. The fact that it's something that you can do to add on to your Rooster Teeth experience or just kind of go solo is something that's really, really interesting to me. So we found out how they were made, and we know that it has to do with community, but what about charity? You said SideQuest started its charity arm the second year. What right. kind of stuff do you all do?
Over the years, the mission kind of grew from not just wanting to host really fun social gatherings, but, you know, now our mission has kind of expanded a bit to unite gamers for charity. And so gaming, you know, it's just very young Rooster Teeth fans, and, you know, gaming is everywhere. I mean, that's kind of what a lot of your podcast is devoted to, and we're kind of like the first generation to have gaming just be this constant in our lives since day one on the planet. And so we want to, as SideQuest, show people that you can use the shared love of gaming, you know, whether you use like a controller or a bag of dice or whatever, you can harness that for good, and support some really great causes. So we work with, we support Extra Life and Child's Play, Operation Supply Drop, as well as Stack Up. I believe you guys did an episode on that nonprofit. Yeah. There's just lots of really fantastic nonprofits out there doing really commendable work using gaming to bring people together and lift people up. And we want to help other gamers know about them, and we want to serve as kind of like an avenue to support those causes. So with the charity work that we do is like through fundraising. One of the bigger events that we do during RTX is our charity auction. SideQuest aims to support the nonprofits we work with, which we do fundraising throughout the year. We have smaller events in Austin and online through streams and stuff. But during RTX weekend, it's kind of like our big fundraising event with the charity auction, which is held the Thursday night before RTX officially kicks off. So we gather up item donations from throughout the Rooster Teeth community in kind of the first half of the year leading up to RTX in July. And a lot of those donations come through in the form of fan art. The community has lots of very talented artists who can paint and draw, but also just create these really elaborate crafts and props that are inspired by their favorite Rooster Teeth content. Like this year we got a 3D printed sword inspired by one of the characters in Ruby, which is the anime that Rooster Teeth produces. And again, just really popular and well-known community artists who will create these really beautiful one-of-a-kind works that you can't find in the store and you can't just find anywhere. What makes it unique, these items that we get, is that, you know, they're handmade for the most part. They're made by real people, real fans with lots of time and lots of love, and you're not going to find this anywhere else. And so, and they're giving it away. This thing that they poured so much time and energy into creating, they give it to the auction, some great charities, and then people bid on these things, and it's just a really, really great night. And then we also get donations from Rooster Teeth itself. We're lucky to have Rooster Teeth employees who are animators and writers and other folks who are supportive of what we do, and they'll donate hard to find art or signed merchandise for the auction, and those items usually go for some pretty high bids, which is really great. And we also approach gaming or gaming related companies for donations as well. This year we were fortunate enough to have Gunner Optics support us by donating some eyewear. Post donated a full uncut foil sheet of Magic the Gathering cards, which I wanted to keep for myself. Yeah, it was awesome. But that went to another bidder, but I definitely had my eye on that one. So yeah, all these items, they make their way to Austin in the weeks and months leading up to RTX weekend. And then we take over a ballroom in downtown Austin. This year, we moved the event to the Four Seasons, which was really great venue. Then we all dress up in fancy cocktail attire, because why not? You know, how often do you get to dress up in formal wear for a con? And it's a really great evening of community and charity. This year, the auction, we had over 60 or so items, and we raised about $7,000 for the charities that we support. So that's really great. And then throughout the rest of our RTX weekend, we have a booth at the expo floor where we sell merchandise and accept donations and kind of spread the gospel on what SideQuest is. And all that money kind of goes into this general fund that we manage, and then throughout the rest of the year, divvy that up across all the other charities that I mentioned earlier. And we're always on the lookout for more relationships with other nonprofits that use gaming as a means for good.
I have a question. So over the years, what has been your favorite item that's been auctioned off that you've seen, I guess?
Oh, that's a tough one. I want to give a good answer here, and then you think, it's like can't choose your favorite kid. So my involvement with SideQuest actually started off with the charity auction. So I first got involved with SideQuest a few years back as just a volunteer for the events, kind of helping to, you know, do line management and check it and stuff at the auction. And over the years, that kind of evolved into more and more involvement with the actual planning of the auction itself. I'm still kind of doing that this past year. I solicit all the donations online, and I kind of house them all here in my house and get them all ready and organized for the auction. And so I'm living with these things for weeks and months on end leading up to RTX in anticipation. And I just can't pick, man.
That's fair.
Yeah. Definitely. I would recommend folks who aren't familiar with the auction or haven't been before, check out our photo galleries. You can go through the website. There will be links to not like our Facebook page, which features all the photos, but also some Google photo albums, which will give people an idea of what kind of stuff is donated to the auction. And they can see what people can bid on there.
And I will go ahead and include that specific link inside the show notes. That way they can just
I'll make sure I have that ready.
Jump right over to it.
I kind of just came up with what might be one of my favorite things. You know, Rooster Teeth, like I said, is is kind enough to support us with donations for the charity auction. And well, one community member who kind of does some work for Rooster Teeth, some camera work, he was able to secure a prop that was used in an actual Rooster Teeth production. So one of the series that Rooster Teeth does is called Immersion, where they'll take some idea from like a video game and try to apply it in real life in a very fun way, kind of like Mythbusters style in a way. But there was an episode where they did NBA Jam, and they asked, can you actually play with, and they basically took an actual basketball, covered in kerosene, lit it on fire, and had two Rooster Teeth cast members play one-on-one basketball with them in full, you know, safety, fire gear and all that stuff. But, you know, at the end, this basketball was just mangled and melted in spots and charred all over. And John Sedlak is the community member who helped us out here. He was able to get that basketball, get it signed by the cast members who are in that episode. He got a nice display case for it, and it was in the auction. It was a very popular item. And it was really, really cool to see that.
So I think that compared to, you know, the other two charities that we've done so far, this is a little different. What do you guys think?
As much as it possibly might be a little different, seem to be a common pattern. We seem to find all the gaming charities because we like games. I did like how he goes, like, this is the first generation from day one on Earth that we have games. And it's also interesting because much we've been doing all these gaming charities, I guess the fact that gaming now, the pattern between all these is gaming becoming a huge aspect to a lot of people's lives. Especially, I guess, as he said, as people are growing up and all the people that first, I guess, started playing Nintendo, the original Nintendos, when Nintendo was cool, for whatever they started doing now. but now they like started, they grew up, and now all of a sudden they're like, hey, let's do good in the world, but I grew up playing video games, let's just keep playing video games, but let's just do something with it. And that seemed to be a common pattern between all the people that we've talked to so far.
It's pervasive now, and I think the reason that we've been able to find, I mean, when we go to gaming conventions, so that's probably number one, but two, I think one of the things that he mentioned is just, like, he talked about animators and props and, you know, sets, and it's the fact that, like, Rooster Teeth is a gaming community, but it's also morphed into something else. And so one of the things that I really liked is the fact that the community, like, a lot of, like he said, a lot of the items that are up for raffle are stuff that the community itself made, which I think is really, really interesting, because I don't think I've, like, it's not just a community of gamers, but it's a community of, like, Rooster Teeth lovers who are, like, working through this, you know, as well, and doing it together in a giant community.
Yeah, I think it's cool how they work with the other charities in the area. Like, pairing up with Stack Up, I think, is amazing, because Stack Up does, him saying, like, what he said is basically the same thing that Steve said months ago when we did our Stack Up episode, and those are, you know, completely different people who said the exact same thing, and them working together in Austin is really, really great. And y'all are super lucky to have both Stack Up with a big presence and have and this charity in the same area for all the gaming stuff. I'm so jealous, and I'm just over here with no friends with in those kind of events. Like, he's like, I want to go to a cocktail party for gamers. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, that was also cool, because as much as we talk about SideQuest doing gaming for passion, like, Rooster Teeth itself does so much more than gaming. Like, he talked about the sword. They do this whole anime series of Ruby, and even a lot of the other stuff they do is there's plenty of anime and other types of, like, I guess, events and things they do that just have nothing to do with game, per se.
Yeah. I think, too, just, like, I think gaming has become so pervasive that it kind of has a foot in, like, everything.
I can see that.
Like, it has a foot in our, you know, in our entertainment, in our cartoons, in our, you know, almost every movie gets a game treatment. With Telltale, you have a lot of animation now being at the forefront versus, versus playing through something. You're technically watching something and maybe pressing a button every now and then. Like, gaming itself is just so ingrained in almost everything we do that it's, you gotta do something good with it.
Yeah, and they capitalize on that community really well, it seems like.
Yeah. Yes. So we've kind of touched on why they're a little bit different. I went ahead and asked Brian what makes them different from other gaming charities, and I really liked his answer. So I guess you've talked a little bit about it. So I guess just to clarify, so one of the things that makes side quests different is it works as a, I guess, an intermediary between other nonprofits and fans. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's right. So SideQuest, we are a charitable organization. We're a 501c3 registered group, but we kind of want to act as a bit of a gateway to the other charities that we support that use gaming to for good. So the idea I have is that a gamer who wants to get into charitable giving using the shared love of gaming that we all have, maybe he or she doesn't know exactly where to turn to first, because honestly, there are a lot of great organizations out there to support. And so it can be hard to choose just one or even just a handful to start off with. And then these organizations will usually have fundraising campaigns where, the idea is you're supposed to maybe join a team of other fundraisers to generate funds and raise money. It's, for some people, that could be maybe a little intimidating. It might seem like a kind of a big barrier to kind of go it alone. So we kind of want to act as a community of like-minded gamers to say, hey, if you're looking to do some good with this thing you like to do, why not join us? Join our team. Go find us on either the Extra Life campaign page or the OSD page. Sign up as a team member, and let's do this together.
Obviously, what makes them different is, like he said, and I hadn't really heard of organizations doing this before, but acting as a gateway to other charities, like ushering people in to, you know, to communities that they may not be aware of. And that sounds really cool and really important. And it's obviously, like, they use gaming, but the fact, like, I would have never thought to make a charitable organization that not only raises money for other charities, but works as, like, I guess, like, the guide or the director to, like, help point you to directions of where you want to go. We've talked about it before. A lot of these charities, when they're on the floor, we don't know they're there. A lot of the times we didn't know about them until we got to meet them in person. And so the fact that SideQuest is out there, you know, connecting people with charities and with organizations where you can do the most good is just really awesome and really different and something I really would have never thought of.
They're a gateway drug to charities and being a good person. I think that's great. Yeah, I never heard anything like that. So I'm glad he explained it really well. So I wonder what other charities are out there like that, because we've done a few and we have a few on the docket to do, but I've never heard of anything like SideQuest out there at all.
I have to agree. I didn't know they had these little, like, almost like supplementary, I think I mispronounced that word.
Supplementary?
Something like that.
complementary? I think complementary might be better.
Yeah, I think complementary, but they do supplemental information, but sure. Something like that. Anyways.
They point you in the right direction.
I never actually knew that they existed. I think they did it pretty cool, because obviously we might talk a little later when we get into, like, the community aspect of what we actually saw from them. But they do a really good job of, like, as much as they raise, they do a good job of spotlighting the people who basically, I guess, they work with. And so that they basically put the main focus on, like, hey, guys, have a fun time. We don't, you know... Everybody thinks of charities, you know, like straight business, like support, you know, thing. And they try to put, like, a fun twist on it while still doing a good cause and highlighting, like, just because, you know, they're raising money for cancer, they can still be a great people to hang out with or supporting.
They're able to do that because of all of the close work they do with other charities that we talked about before that. I think it's a big staple, and what really, really, what really does make them different is all of the, they're in everything, it sounds like. Even though they're in, like, the gaming things, they're in all of the gaming and anime stuff all over. So they're able to be your gateway drug if you want them to be.
And I think, too, like, one of the things that's really awesome that I guess the communication between SideQuest and Rooster Teeth and to the charities and to the fans, like, those are so many communication lines to navigate, and they do it so well. So we've talked about how they do the charity auction and how they connect people to other organizations and RTX, but here is a little bit about their other stuff. Obviously, you've talked about the charity auction and the community gatherings during RTX. Are there other programs that you guys run throughout the year?
Throughout the year, we've we tend to have more localized events here in Austin. In the past, we've kind of taken over like a gaming store here in town for 24 hours, for like Extra Life or for the Operation Supply Drop 8-bit salute campaign or something else. And we'll kind of advertise to the community and to the local group of folks that come out to our events. And yeah, we hang out for 24 hours and we raise money online and we just have fun. We should try to stream that online as well. It's usually just like kind of like a webcam peeking in on the action, a little bit of engagement with the viewership. But I do want to grow a bit more of that, not just in the area of fundraising, but more just community events as well, things where we can kind of spotlight all the different groups that we support. So there's an Extra Life Guild here in Austin. So we try to partner with them every now and then, have a social. And then all the other nonprofits like Stack Up, we'll have localized teams of supporters on the ground. So there's I've been in communication with the leader of the Stack here in the Austin area to try to get some community events going and trying to approach places like gaming stores or gaming bars in Austin, which is a really cool concept that's popping up, to try to see if they want to work with us to maybe host this little gathering to get people together and learn about the different causes that people can go support.
So beyond just connecting people with charities, they're also connecting the community.
Yeah, no, it was pretty cool because we know the Stack. We met the actual Stack Up leader here in Austin, and he's a great guy.
Shout out to Elvis.
Yes. but he was talking about basically one of these local events where they took the Stack Up. They had all these extra D&D and tabletop games, and they kind of just donated to them to let them play. And they basically had one of those events where they just end up playing all of these tabletop games. And so it seemed pretty cool to be doing localized events all over the place. Obviously, I guess it's kind of a bias since we are from Austin. So I'm sure we'll get to there, probably get to grow where they can do a little more than just localized events, hopefully, sometime.
I don't know. The more he talks, the more you find out how big and how wide-ranging their scope is for just nerd fandom. Like, you went from gaming to anime auctions to D&D. What? There's something for everybody there. They can get you in contact with. What are you waiting for? go find them now.
Which I think that's something that we actually often forget, that gaming is gaming, but tabletops are also gaming. which I know personally, I love tabletops, but I always forget that they're kind of in the same category.
Yeah, I love tabletop. I'm obsessed with Critical Role on Twitch. So, if they start streaming more, if they get if I'm in the area and this organization is doing some D&D stuff, we're going. I don't care what y'all say. We're going.
I guess now that we've talked about some of the community events, obviously RTX, what are some of the ways for the listeners at home to start getting involved?
Yeah. So if you're going to be in town for Austin for RTX, we do need volunteers to help run the other community meetups we have throughout the weekend. We have a couple nights where we take over a bar in downtown Austin for more parties and shenanigans. And those events require people to do line management and check-in and photography to put on the website and stuff. And those volunteers, we call them specters. And probably around springtime, if you keep up on the website and keep up with us on social media, you'll know when we put the call out for applications for this year's Spectres. And then kind of going back to the idea of doing the charity streaming, Twitch has totally changed how anyone can use gaming to raise money for charity now. And so really want to try to get SideQuest more involved in doing that kind of activity, not necessarily with the big 24-hour thing, but just periodic, let's go online, play some silly game, have fun, and raise money for a different cause each time we do it. I want to use that also as an opportunity to showcase our community. So my idea is to maybe put together a stream team. So if anyone in the SideQuest community or anyone else in the gaming community, honestly, streams or wants to get into streaming, and maybe wants to join a team of like-minded individuals and gamers who want to raise money for charity, they can send an email expressing their interest to streaming@sidequest.org. And we're going to try to see what we can put together. Maybe have some events where there's a schedule or a program where certain time slots, you know, you have different streamers doing different things, and it kind of exposes the audiences to a bunch of different people, and it kind of helps promote these maybe up-and-coming streamers.
So some of the really cool things that he mentioned about getting involved, like one of the main things was volunteering. We got to meet and hang out with a lot of those specters, like before the event we went to was called the Bar Olympics at Buffalo Billiards here in Austin. And those specters were really cool. And you can tell they really had a passion for the community and they had a passion for charity. So that was kind of our experience with them. They're really, really well run too. So they do a good job at training them to make sure that these events go off without a hitch. So when getting involved and like donating your time to help during these events, it can be really, really helpful, especially, as well as like helping them build a stream team, because at least from my understanding, SideQuest is completely volunteer run. So none of them have this as a full-time job. So a lot of the work that they're doing on top of having a full-time job. So any time that you can donate is really valuable. And honestly, finding that stuff about it, like...
Yeah, so we went to this event. I guess I'll kind of go into it where she kind of skipped on what exactly it was. So I think this one went to help Stack Up is the one we went to, this Bar Olympics, in which how they did it for the Bar Olympics is they had games going on everywhere, whether it was console games, pool, they had projector, different types of games. I believe they had trivia going on as well. And everybody picked into teams. And you had, like, as she said, these specters kind of ran these teams and helped lead them. And so everything you did that night, whether it be play trivia.
Someone a drink.
Yes, buying somebody a drink, playing a console game, winning a game of pool. You reported this to whoever it was, and you got points. And so based on how many points in the night, based on whatever team you chose, they end up winning the quote-unquote Bar Olympics. And it was very cool, very interesting. It was definitely something that I had not seen run, I guess, before.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I'm sure there are events like that, but I definitely hadn't seen where how well ran it was. And you basically got a little patch and like, I'm team blue, team green, and whatnot. And it was pretty cool. And we had a lot of fun that night. We were there for quite a while, for sure. Definitely something that was cool to do.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds fun. I wasn't there, so I don't know how much I can... but it seems like a good time. Like I said before, I'm kind of jealous I didn't get to go because it sounds like a good time. And it just being a completely volunteer organization is kind of different from the other charities that we talked about because they kind of made that like their full-time gig, especially for Stack Up. Like
yeah.
Steven just does Stack Up, like that's his life. So it's interesting to hear, you know, a little bit smaller, more volunteer-based charity talk about, you know, how they do what they do.
Well, to be fair, I'm pretty sure 1UP on Cancer was mostly probably possibly volunteer work as well.
It was full-time, but volunteer.
Yeah.
They weren't making money from it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I wonder, because that, I guess that's an interesting question. I guess we could technically find out. I know it hadn't mentioned, and I didn't see it, if 1UP on Cancer, since they were at the same part, had actually ever worked with SideQuest at all.
Yeah, that would be really interesting.
Considering they seem to kind of align with some of the stuff, because they're big into gaming.
Kind of align. They seem to align, like, a lot.
Well, I know, but I'm not sure if the great people at 1UP on Cancer had known about SideQuest either.
So actually, as a last question, and I don't know why I didn't write this down, why the name SideQuest?
Ah, so SideQuest, yeah. I mean, again, the idea was at first to be this meetup that was kind of external to the first RTX convention. And also, it was an opportunity for a lot of people who were not from Austin to kind of experience the city for the first time, perhaps. And so, and again, this ties back to the gaming theme that we have within our core identity. Your main objective, your main mission was to go to Austin, go to RTX, meet some Rooster Teeth cast members, and get some stuff signed and have a good time. But there's all this other stuff you can do when you show up at the social hub of Austin. All these great things you can check out, all the bars and the music and the great parks that we have and all the other attractions, and you get all these different side quests. So Grady and Dom wanted to create that as a way of like showing off and having fun at all these different things you can do in the city. And so, and then again, evolving into the other events that we have throughout the weekend outside of just the convention, which was the main reason you came to Austin. There's all these other great things that you can do and check off experience-wise, all these little side quests.
I think that's my favorite name.
What's really cool is that as the years go by, I've been involved a few years now, but every year I hear more and more of the sentiment that people look more forward to side quests sometimes in a way than RTX itself. Like it enhances their experience so much to be able to tie in directly with other community members in a way that they probably wouldn't be able to do on the convention floor. I think it's just really cool that we've kind of carved out this little sub community for ourselves within the larger Rooster Teeth community, where people, they wave the SideQuest banner for us when they talk to other Rooster Teeth fans and hear that they're going to RTX. Say, you gotta check out SideQuest. And every time I hear a story like that, it warms my heart a little bit, because it means we're reaching out, we're doing some good, we're promoting a positive community, and we're helping out some great causes while we're doing it.
Is Spectres a Mass Effect reference, or you just pick Spectres?
You know what? I honestly don't know the origin of the name Spectre. That was what it was called when I first got involved. Don't know the story behind that. But yeah, they're definitely a big part of Mass Effect, and that could have been the inspiration for it. But who knows? Maybe Spectre was... I'm not sure how old Mass Effect is at this point.
It's pretty old,
it's
actually.
It's pretty old.
Was it around before 2012, 2011?
Oh, yes.
Okay. It was probably where that came from. It was kind of inspired by that. And, the name Guardian was already taken for the volunteers who've actually volunteered at RTX. And
yeah.
So maybe we needed something, some other badass name for something that wasn't taken up by them.
Yeah. So that is probably one of the most clever names I've heard. I really, really like it a lot, and I don't know if it's just because I love playing games with quests and I love doing side quests. I'll do 20 side quests before the main one.
See,
so.
That's the kind of the funny thing is you ask that question, yet in games you do so many side quests over the main quests that I was like, did she not get where they were going with this? I was like...
I figured where they were going with it. I just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
And I wanted to hear it come from him.
Okay, I guess that's fair enough, because I was like, side quest, the game, come on now, like, do we need to put two and two together?
I like it. I think it goes to, they're not going to, they might not be your main charity, but they're going to point you in the direction of Stack Ups and all kinds of other, some of the bigger charities, but they're going to help you get there. They're going to be your gateway quest to your main quest. In the life of charity.
I feel like they're your zone quest from one zone to the next. I do wish that more conventions had something like this after going to conventions to other places, only because, like, considering we've been to various cities, I guess, over the last few years or whatnot, of things, and, like, we basically are on our own with, like, going to, I guess, see the city. It's kind of like, well, let's hopefully we can find some people that are going to explore or help us out, because we don't have, like, something that's organized to help, like, see the city.
Yeah. I mean, it would be awesome, too, to see, I don't know if they're moving beyond Rooster Teeth, but, like, if you imagine if you had, like, a side quest at, like, Austin Comic Con that got you into those types of charities as well, and then also took you around, it's just such an awesome concept. Like you said, I want to see it everywhere.
Yeah, no, like when we went to San Diego, I wanted to go see, obviously we got to see San Diego, but if we had organized things where we could, go see San Diego in an organized fashion, that'd be a lot better than just, let's see how much phone battery I can drain to find something.
Well, and I think that's a different thing, too. What made our RTX experience so good is, like, in San Diego and stuff, we were by ourselves.
Yes.
And, like, here we got to experience stuff with the community, which is really fun.
Well, San Diego, I think we had a pretty good community there, though.
Yeah, the TwitchCon community was great, but I'm just saying, like, we also went to a bar and just sat there for, like, 3 hours, too, by ourselves, so.
I did that in Austin. I don't need a tour or side quest to do that. I think that's the one thing I can find on myself.
Adrian?
I think, like, having them branch out to, like, the Dream Hacks and the PAXs of the world, I think would be amazing for all the conventions, regardless if it's just specifically gaming or, like, anime cons or basically anything. I think having them there in those areas would be amazing. I hope they expand that far.
Yeah, I know they touch on a little bit. If you watch the full interview, you touch on a little bit of their expansion. But, yeah, definitely going to some more, just instead of just branching out away from RTX. Nothing against RTX, but being able to have more people experience the type of events they do and see some of the great stuff they do would be great.
Where can people find SideQuest?
Yeah, we have a website that we do our damnedest to maintain and stay active on. That's sidequest.org. We're also on Facebook. You can find us there. Just do a search for SideQuest. Our most active social media platform is Twitter. We are at SideQuest.org. And that's also the name for our Instagram account. Catch me if you can. I run around in Austin. That's where I live and work, and that's where all my stuff is. If you want to reach me virtually, which is more preferable and easier on my lifestyle, you can email me at brian@sidequest.org. And like I said, I'm always open to hearing more about what other nonprofits are out there doing. Or honestly, if you have your own little sub-community, Rooster Teeth or not, of gamers that want to maybe...
Based on everything, last thoughts. One, hope we get to do more interactions with Brian. He was a great guest. I really enjoyed having him on. It was fun not only to get to talk to him again, especially after the last time we saw him. Lots of fun.
What about you, Adrian?
I think they're a great organization. Brian is great. I hope we get to bring him back when RTX comes back around. That way we could kind of highlight them a little bit more. Because in the full interview, you can hear him talk about how in the months after RTX, they kind of slow down with the stuff that they do. So when they ramp back up, we should definitely have him back. And maybe even the CEO, because if you go to their website, her picture on like the members of the organization is just pork chops in a skillet. So she seems like an interesting lady, and I want to meet her.
Yeah, I don't think we got to meet her. We did meet the guy from the lovely...
We met Dom.
From the part of Vancouver.
The founder.
Great guy.
Yeah, he was really cool. So yeah, as with our last two interviews, we will post the entire interview online for you to listen to uninterrupted, as well with some extra parts that we had to cut out for time. So we would definitely like to thank Brian once again for coming on and helping us and helping spread the word of SideQuest. And as you can hear, we are all excited to go to these go-to events again, or in Adrian's case, find a way down here to go to it for the first time.
Or live vicariously through you, through Snapchat and other forms of social
media. They are trying to make this super train, which I can get from Dallas to Austin in 20 minutes. I don't know if they're going all the way to El Paso.
That's a little too much desert.
I doubt it very highly, but you know,
dreams.
Yeah.
So as always, you can find us at But Why Though PC on Instagram and Twitter and facebook.com/butwhythoughpc. We also want to take a moment to go ahead and thank Nico, our newest Patreon subscriber. I did finally order a little bit of merch to send you guys his way. So thank you so much for contributing to the podcast. It is greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nico. Woo! Patreon!
I have no funny sounds.
Scoop!
As always, you can find me at OhMyMythRandier on Instagram and Twitter. Adrian?
Yep, you can find me on Twitter at SuperEase93, SuperEarRuiz93.
And Matt?
And you can find me on Twitter as well at DatM18, DATTM18.
At Twitter?
The Twitter.
The Twitter. Okay.
Twitter.
Cue Brian's outro music.
Yeah, outro music.